Trey McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a huge explosion in Bangkok, a bombing outside a popular religious shrine in central Bangkok Monday evening, left at least 18 people dead and more than 80 injured, many of them foreign tourists. Ron Corbin takes a look.
A bomb concealed in a motorbike went off at 7 p.m. at a Hindu shrine popular with overseas tourists. As of late Monday evening, no one had claimed responsibility for the bombing. Defence Minister Prawit Wongsawan condemned the attack, but said it is too early to say if the bombing was politically motivated or terrorism. The shrine, which is particularly popular with Chinese and Japanese tourists, sits at a busy commercial intersection near major international hotels and across the road from a large police compound. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Hundreds of residents of Tianjin, China, who were displaced after last week's explosions, protested Monday. They're demanding the government compensate them for damaged houses. Authorities have ordered a mandatory evacuation near the site of the hazardous materials storage facility where the blasts occurred. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has refused to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month-long civil war. Mediators at the talks in Addis Ababa say Mr. Kiir told them he needs 15 more days before he will sign the agreement, during which time he will return home and consult with various constituencies. A Russian court has awarded symbolic damages to an online Russian writer who claimed her employer's main goal was churning out internet propaganda favorable to Russia's president. In a ruling Monday, the court in St. Petersburg set the damages at 1 ruble, the penalty sought by plaintiff Ludmila Savchuk. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military says at least 50 militants were killed Monday in airstrikes on hideouts in northwestern Pakistan along the Afghan border. A military statement says the airstrikes in two areas of the North Waziristan tribal region also destroyed an ammunition cache. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of fueling tensions. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko denounced President Vladimir Putin's arrival in Crimea on Monday. Mr. Putin held a meeting of his advisory state council in the resort city of Yalta to discuss the development of tourism in Russia. Meanwhile, at least 7 people were killed in eastern Ukraine overnight in fighting between government forces and Russian-backed separatists. Rescue teams were poised to hike through rugged terrain Tuesday toward the wreckage of an Indonesian airliner. The plane crashed Sunday with 54 people aboard. Rights groups are calling on leaders from the 15-nation South Africa development community to take steps to improve the rule of law and human rights. Anita Powell reports.
Human Rights Watch is calling on leaders meeting in Botswana to do more to stop what they say is a downward spiral of rights in the region. Most of the 15 countries in the bloc have progressive rights-respecting constitutions, says Human Rights Watch senior researcher Dewa Mavinga. The problem, he says, is that more Southern African leaders are ignoring their own laws. Mavinga says it is happening not just among countries like Angola and Zimbabwe, which are frequently called out for alleged human rights abuses that go back decades, but also in South Africa, long seen as a haven for rights on the continent. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi signed a new anti-terrorism law Sunday that calls for the death penalty and life sentences for some offenses, while also threatening hefty fines for false reporting on terrorist attacks. Mr. Sisi promised in June to strengthen Egypt's anti-terrorism laws after a bomb killed the country's top prosecutor. A report filed with a U.S. federal judge says a review of the emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has found that as many as 305 of them could contain classified information. The State Department filed the report Monday following a review by intelligence officials. The emails came from Clinton's private server, which she used to send and receive messages during her tenure as Secretary of State. Clinton, now a presidential hopeful, has insisted she never sent any information that was classified and that she never received any information from others that was marked classified. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.